Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Tet. We've completed the explanation of how to determine the calendar based on Cheshbon, but an issue which remains to be addressed is the exact length of the solar year. This information is vital in order to ensure that our calendar year really is and can remain over an extended period a solar year, as the Torah commands in the pasuk of Shamor et Chodesh Aviv. It is also important because the solar year determines the timing of the four tikufot, the moment at which each season begins. We saw in Perek Daled the critical role played by Tikufat Nisan in determining whether a year will become Me'uberet, and there are other halachot which depend on the Tikufot as well. The Rambam begins this Perek by recording a debate between two camps about the exact length of the solar year. He proceeds to explain how to calculate the timing of the different Tikufot in each year according to the opinion of the first camp. The parallel discussion of the opinion of the second camp will be the topic of the next Perek. Halacha Aleph. Shnat Chama yesh mechachmei Yisrael shu omer shehi 365 yom urviya yom shu sheshaot v'yesh mehen shomer shu pachot me'urviya yom v'chein chachmei avanu faras yesh beinihen machloket b'davar zeh. There are differing opinions among chachamim and also among secular astronomers as to the exact length of the solar year. Some say it is exactly 365 and a quarter days, that is, 365 days and 6 hours. The Amora whose name is associated with this opinion in the Gemara is Shmuel, and this system of measuring the solar year and the seasons is known as Tikufat Shmuel. Others believe that the year is a little shorter than 365 days and 6 hours, and we'll see in the next parak exactly how long. The rest of this parak will assume that Tikufat Shmuel is correct. Halacha bet. Mishu omer shehi urviya yom, yisha'er mikol machzor shel 19 shana, sha'a achat v'arbamiot v'chamisha u'shmonim chalakim, kamo shamarnu, v'yeh bein kol tkufa l'tkufa, echad v'tishim yom, v'sheva sha'ot v'chetzi sha'a. U'mi sh'teida tkufa achat be'eze yom ve'eze sha'a hi, tatchil limnot m'mena l'tkufa ashniya sha'achareha, u'min ashniya l'ashlishit, ad sof ha'olam. We calculated in Perek Vav the relative lengths of 19 solar years and a 19-year cycle in our calendar, consisting of 12 Shanim Pshutot and 7 Shanim Ubarot. This calculation assumed a solar year of exactly 365 days and 6 hours, and we found that the 19 solar years are longer by only 1 hour and 485 chalakim. Assuming that all four seasons have equal length, the length of each season is found by dividing 365 days and 6 hours by 4, giving a length of 91 days and 7.5 hours for each season. This is therefore the amount of time between each tekufa and the next, and using it we can calculate the exact moment of each tekufa throughout history, as we'll learn starting in Halacha Dalet. But before we can begin any calculations, we need to understand the astronomical significance of each of the four tkufot, and Halacha Gimel clarifies this important point. Tkufat Nisan hi hasha'a v'chelek shetikanes bo ha-shemesh litchilat mazal tale, utkufat Tamuz heyot ha-shemesh berosh mazal sartan, utkufat Tishrei heyot ha-shemesh berosh mazal moznaim, utkufat Tevet heyot ha-shemesh berosh mazal gedi. ותקופת ניסן הייתה בשנה ראשונה של יצירה לפי חשבון זה, קודם מולד ניסן בשבעה ימים ותשע שעות ושש מאות ושניים וארבעים חלקים. סימנה זיין תת תף ריש מן בית. Recall from Hilchot Yesodi HaTorah Perek Gimel that in the Rambam's understanding of the cosmos, all the visible stars are embedded in an outer sphere, which encompasses all of the other celestial spheres and which completes a full revolution around the Earth once every 24 hours from east to west. The Sun is embedded in a different sphere, we'll call it the solar sphere, closer to Earth. The solar sphere is carried together with the outer sphere in its daily revolution around Earth, which is why we see the Sun rise and set every day, rising in the east and setting in the west. But independent of this daily revolution, the solar sphere makes a yearly revolution of its own around the Earth, moving in the opposite direction, from west to east. This means that the position of the sun changes over the course of the year relative to the backdrop of the stars in the outer sphere. It traces out a circular path against the outer stars, which is called the ecliptic in English and the milka in modern Hebrew. To keep track of the position of the sun, the ecliptic is divided into 12 parts, each measuring 30 degrees from the point of view of an observer on Earth. 30 times 12 is 360 degrees, a full circle. Each of these 12 parts is named after a prominent constellation of stars contained inside it, called a mazal, and we know these constellations as the signs of the zodiac. So the sun spends 1/12 of the solar year, a little longer than a month, against the backdrop of each constellation of the zodiac. Now we can define precisely the four tkufot. Tkufat Nisan, the beginning of spring, or the vernal equinox, is the moment at which the sun enters the 30-degree portion of the ecliptic belonging to the mazal of Tale, sheep, known as Aries in English. Tkufat Tammuz, the summer solstice, occurs after the sun continues eastward 90 degrees, a quarter revolution, from that point, and enters the mazal of Sartan, a crab, or cancer in English. A further 90-degree movement of the sun to the mazal of Moznaim, scales, or Libra, brings us to Tkufat Tishrei, the autumnal equinox. And finally, Tkufat Tevet, the winter solstice, is 90 degrees later when the sun enters the mazal of Gedi, a goat or Capricorn. The day on which each of these celestial events occurs has significance on Earth. The two equinoxes are when day and night are of equal length. The summer solstice is when day is longest and night is shortest, and the winter solstice is when day is shortest and night is longest. But in order to define each tkufa as a specific moment rather than a full day, we need the astronomical definition provided here. We note before proceeding that according to modern science, the seasons actually vary in length. Because of Earth's elliptical orbit around the sun, it moves faster during the winter months and slower during the summer months. I refer to winter and summer in the northern hemisphere. So that autumn and winter are shorter, about 89 or 90 days, while spring and summer are longer, about 93 or 94 days. The Rambam will indeed clarify at the end of the next perek that the durations of each season, calculated both in this perek and in the next one, are just averages. In practice, seasons vary in length, not only within one year, but even from one year to the next. Since it is impractical to find the exact length of each season when this is needed for different calculations, we rely in halacha on the average length. And according to Tkufat Shmuel, the average length comes out to 91 days and exactly 7.5 hours. The halacha ends with a piece of information which will be very important in the next halacha for calculating tkufot. Tkufat Nisan in the first year of creation occurred, according to the calculation of Tkufat Shmuel, exactly 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 halakim before the molad of the month of Nisan in that year. Halacha Dalet. Derech cheshbon ha-tkufa kachu. Teida tchila kama machzorin shlemim mishnat ha-yitzirah ad machzor shetirtze. Vekach lachol machzor mehen sha'a achat v'arba miot v'chamisha ushmonim halakim. וקבץ כל החלקים שעות, וכל השעות ימים, ותגרע מן הכל 7 ימים, ותשע שעות, ושש מאות 42 חלקים. והשאר תוסיף אותו על מולד ניסן של שנה ראשונה מן המחזור. יצא לך באיזה שעה, ובכמה בחודש תהיה תקופת ניסן של אותה שנה ראשונה באותו מחזור. וממנה תתחיל למנות 1.90 יום, ושבע שעות ומחצה לכל תקופה ותקופה. The Rambam now explains how to calculate any tekufa in any year, and the procedure consists of several steps. The first step is to find tekufat Nisan in the first year of the current 19-year cycle. To do this, calculate how many full 19-year cycles have elapsed since creation. In this year, Tavshin Pei Vav, this number is just 5786 divided by 19, ignoring the remainder. This comes out to 304. We saw that the very first Tkufat Nisan occurred 7 days, 9 hours, 642 halakim before the molad of the month of Nisan. And we also know that a period of 19 solar years is exactly 1 hour, 485 halakim longer than the 19-year cycle in our calendar. So to find how long Tkufat Nisan of the first year in the current cycle occurs after the Molad of Nisan, just multiply the number of cycles which have passed, 304 in our example, by 1 hour, 485 chalakim, and subtract from the result 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim for the amount of time the first Tkufat Nisan occurred before the first Molad of Nisan. In our example, 304 times 1 hour 485 chalakim comes out, after every 1,080 chalakim are converted to an hour, and every 24 hours to a day, to 18 days, 8 hours, and 560 chalakim. We subtract from this 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim to conclude that Tkufat Nisan of the first year of our current 19-year cycle took place 10 days, 22 hours, and 998 chalakim after the Molad Nisan of that year. Halacha Dalet continues to explain how to get from this point to Tkufat Nisan of our year itself. V'im tirtze leida Tkufat Nisan shel shana zo, shishnat kach v'kach b'machzor shata umed bo, kach l'chol machzorin ha-shlemim, sha'a v'arbameot v'chamisha u'shmonim l'chol machzor. ולכל השנים הגמורות ששלמו מן המחזור 10 ימים ואחת ועשרים שעות ומאתיים וארבעה חלקים לכל שנה, וכביצה כל, ותגרע ממנו 7 ימים ותשע שעות ושש מאות ושניים וארבעים חלקים. והשאר תשליכם חודשי לבנה 9 ו-20 יום ושתים עשרה שעות ושבע מאות ושלוש ותשעים חלקים, ונשאר פחות מחודש לבנה, תוסיף אותו על מולד ניסן של אותה השנה, ותדע זמן תקופת ניסן של אותה שנה בכמה יום בחודש היא ובכמה שעה. We illustrate what the Rambam says here by continuing with the example of our year, Tavshin Pei Vav. This is the 10th year of our current 19-year cycle. 586 divided by 19 is 304, with a remainder of 10. For now, we assume that the first 9 years of our cycle were all Shanim Pshutot. This, of course, isn't true, but the correction will come later. Each solar year is longer than a Shana Pshuta by 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalakim. This times 9, for the 9 years which have passed, come out to 97 days, 22 hours, and 756 chalakim. Now we correct for the Shanim Ubarot by subtracting from this as many full lunar months as we can. Each lunar month, recall, is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. This comes out to 3 months, because we had exactly 3 extra months so far in our 19-year cycle, one each in years 3, 6, and 8. Subtracting 3 times 29, 12, 793 from 97, 22, 756 comes out to 9 days, 8 hours, 537 chalakim. So to summarize, from our earlier calculation, Tkufat Nisan in the first year of our cycle occurred 10 days, 22 hours, 998 chalakim after the Molad Nisan of that year. We have now found that in the 9 years since then, Tkufat Nisan was pushed beyond Molad Nisan by another 9 days, 8 hours, and 537 chalakim, for a total of 20 days, 7 hours, and 455 chalakim. Using calculations from earlier Prakim, we find that the Molad Nisan of this year was on a Wednesday, 22 hours and 625 chalakim into the day. The secular date was March 18th. So Tkufat Nisan took place on this year, 20 days, 7 hours, and 455 chalakim later. This comes out to Wednesday, April 8th, really late Tuesday night, exactly 6 hours into the day. That is, midnight. April 8th seems quite late for the beginning of spring. Furthermore, since this date is about 20 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, doesn't this mean that Pesach began during winter, in violation of Shemoret Chodesh Aviv? We'll come back to these problems later, but for now we focus on the very round moment of Tkufat Nisan, exactly 6 hours into the day, that is, exactly halfway through the night. This is not a coincidence, as the Rambam continues to explain in the next part of Halacha Dalet. Tkufat Nisan lafi cheshbon ze eina leolam ela o bitchilat halayla, o bachatzi halayla, o bitchilat hayom, o bachatzi hayom. ותקופת תמוז לעולם אינה אלא או בשבע שעות ומחצה או בשעה אחת ומחצה, בין ביום ובין בלילה. ותקופת תשרי לעולם אינה אלא או בתשע שעות או בשלוש שעות, בין ביום ובין בלילה. ותקופת טבת לעולם אינה אלא או בעשר שעות ומחצה או בארבע ומחצה, בין ביום ובין בלילה. The very first Tkufa Nisan took place at the very beginning of Wednesday, that is, Tuesday night, 0 hours and 0 chalakim into the day. Since we are assuming each season to be exactly 91 days, 7.5 hours long, this means that the first Tkufa Tammuz took place 7.5 hours into the day, the first Tkufa Tishrei 15 hours into the day, that is, 3 hours into the daytime, and the first Tkufa Tevet 22.5 hours into the day, that is, 10.5 hours into the daytime. What does this mean about when each of these Tkufot can occur in future years? Since Shmuel assumes the solar year to be 365 days and 6 hours long, each Tkufa moves exactly 6 hours later in the day, from one year to the next, and 6 times 4 is 24 hours, that's a full cycle of a day. So Tkufa Nisan will always occur at one of 4 moments in the day: the beginning of the night, like in the year of creation, the exact middle of the night, the beginning of the daytime, or the exact middle of daytime. In our year, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we just saw, it occurred in the exact middle of the night. Tkufa Tammuz will always be either 7.5 or 1.5 hours into the night or into the day. Tkufa Tishrei will always be 3 or 9 hours into the day or night, and Tkufa Tevet will always be 4.5 or 10.5 hours into the day or night. The halacha concludes with a method for determining the day of the week and the exact hour of each tkufa in any given year. Im tirtze leida be'eze yom mimei ha-shavua uve'ezo sha'a tia tkufa, kach shanim gmurim sha'avru mishnat yitzira ad shana shetirtze, v'hashleich ha-kol shmona ve'esrim shmona ve'esrim, v'nishar pachot mishmona ve'esrim, kach lechol shana v'shana, yom echad v'shei sha'ot v'kabei tzakol, v'hosif alav shlosha, v'hashleich ha-kol shiv'a shiv'a, v'nishar min hayamim u'min ha-shaot, tatchil limnoto mitchilat lel echad b'shabbat, v'asher yagia ha-cheshbon, bo tia tkufat nisan. V'lama hosifin shlosha, l'pi she'tkufa rishona shel shnat ha-yitzira, hayta bitchilat lel revi'i. As we explained, from one year to the next, each tkufa moves 6 hours later in the day. To be more specific, since 365 days is 52 full weeks plus a day, each tkufa moves 1 day and 6 hours later in the week from year to year. Note that because 6 hours is 1/4 of a day, 28 periods of 6 hours add up to exactly a full week, and 28 periods of 1 day and 6 hours add up to exactly 5 full weeks. This means that every 28 years, the tkufa occurs on exactly the same moment in the week. In other words, our calendar has a 28-year cycle in which the tkufot align with specific times in the week. This has nothing to do at all with the 19-year cycle we've already seen, in which specific dates align in our calendar and in the solar year. So if we are only interested in finding the day of the week and the hour at which a tkufa occurs, there is a simpler method than one we learned earlier in Halacha Dalet. Tkufa Nisan occurred in the year of creation, as we saw, at the very start of Wednesday. Therefore, the same is true every 28 years since then. So start by dividing by 28 the number of the year we are interested in. Again, taking the current year of 5786, Tavshin Pei Vav, as our example. 5786 divided by 28 is 206, with remainder 18. So in year 1 of our current 28-year cycle, that is 17 years ago, in 5769, or 2009, Tkufa Nisan took place at the very start of Wednesday. Every year, Tkufa Nisan shifts forward in the week by a day and 6 hours, which comes out to 5 days every 4 years. So in year 5 of our 28-year cycle, Tkufa Nisan took place at the start of Monday, 5 days after Wednesday. In the year 9 of our cycle, it took place at the start of Shabbat. In the year 13, it took place at the start of Thursday. And in year 17, last year, it took place at the start of Tuesday. Each time, we move 5 days later in the week. So in this year, year 18 of the current 28-year cycle, Tkufa Nisan occurred a day and 6 hours after the start of Tuesday. That is, 6 hours into Wednesday. This matches exactly what we found in our earlier calculation. What about the remaining Tkufot of the year? The time between Tkufot is 91 days, that's exactly 13 weeks, plus 7.5 hours. So each Tkufa is 7.5 hours later in the week than the last one. This means that Kufa Tammuz this year is on Wednesday at 13 and a half hours into the day, or 1.5 hours into the daytime. Tkufa Tishrei is on Wednesday at 21 hours into the day. That's 9 hours into the daytime. And Tkufa Tevet is on Thursday at 4.5 hours into the day. That is 4.5 hours into Wednesday night. The rest of the parak gives an example of computing the time of the week as well as the date of Tkufa Nisan. We'll skip it for two reasons. First, we already demonstrated the example of the current year, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we went through Halacha Dalet. Second, the Rambam relies later on certain approximations, which are accurate in his time, but are no longer accurate because of the accumulated deviation of the solar year from our calendar, meaning the 1 hour and 485 chalakim of deviation every 19 years adds up to a lot over time, and has added up to more than 2.5 days just since the time of the Rambam. We conclude this perek with a discussion of the status of Tkufat Shmuel, both in halacha and in the general history of the calendar. Despite the Rambam's assertion that ancient Greek astronomers debated the length of the solar year, historical records show that they knew that the year is in fact shorter than 365 days and 6 hours. Despite this, Julius Caesar assumed this length of a solar year when he established the calendar which bore his name and which lasted over 1,500 years. In the Julian calendar, 3 of every 4 years are 365 days long, and the fourth year, a leap year, contains 1 extra day, making 366 days long. Because the actual length of the solar year is less than 365 and a quarter days, this calendar fell behind the actual progression of the seasons by about 3/4 of a day every century, and by the late 16th century was a full 10 days behind, meaning each season began in the Julian calendar about 10 days after it began in nature. This prompted the calendar reform of Pope Gregory, who declared that the calendar would skip 10 days, the days of October 5th to 14th of the year 1582. Gregory corrected the system of leap years by removing 3 leap years every 400 years. The years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years, nor will 2100 be, though 2000 was. The average length of a year in the Gregorian calendar is a little less than 365 and a quarter days, and much closer to the actual length of a solar year. The fact that Tkufat Shmuel is too long can be seen in the example we computed earlier. Tkufat Nisan falls on April 8th in the Gregorian calendar, more than 2 weeks after the actual spring equinox on March 20th or 21st. And it falls several days after the start of Pesach, even though Pesach must come out in the spring, after the Tkufa. As we'll see in the next perek, our calendar implicitly assumes a solar year length which is less than that of Tkufat Shmuel. But incredibly enough, even though our calendar rejects Tkufat Shmuel, there are two areas of halacha in which Tkufat Shmuel is relied upon. One is Birkat HaChama, which is meant to be recited at sunrise of the first morning after Tkufa Nisan, in a year in which the Tkufa occurs at the same point in the week as it occurred during creation. As we explained in this perek, according to Tkufat Shmuel, this happens every 28 years. And so we say Birkat HaChama every 28 years on the morning of April 8th, which with time will become April 9th, April 10th, etc. The reason we rely on Tkufat Shmuel, even as we know it to be incorrect, seems to be the ease of computation and the relatively short cycle of 28 years. With more precise measurements, it can take hundreds of years or more for the Tkufa to return to the exact beginning of Wednesday. The second area of halacha in which we rely on Tkufat Shmuel is when to start saying V'tein Talumatar in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara records that this should begin on the 60th day after Tkufat Tishrei. Since Tkufat Tishrei is the start of autumn, this should be around November 20th. But according to Tkufat Shmuel, it only happens on December 5th or 6th. And this too will get later every time the Gregorian calendar skips a leap year. As we noted when we learnt Hilchot Tefillah, even though the accepted halacha is to follow Tkufat Shmuel in this matter of starting V'tein Talmatar on Chutz Laretz, the Rambam himself never says this, and only writes the 60th day after Tkufat Tishrei, without specifying how this day is to be calculated. This leads to a fascinating question. Must one repeat the Amidah if he says V'tein Talmatar on or after the 60th day after the real Tkufat Tishrei, but before December 5th? This isn't a very common question, because usually what happens is the opposite. People continue saying V'tein Bracha for too long and don't start saying V'tein Talmatar too early. But if this were to come up, I'm not sure what the halacha would be. I haven't seen the question discussed by any poskim, but my own impression is that for the Rambam, it would not be necessary to repeat the Amidah in this case. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.